Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Risa.
Well, good morning, Jim, and all of you out there in listening land.
I hope we're not interrupting your morning. You're probably packing, getting ready to go on a cruise, right?
Actually, I'm in town until almost the middle of the month, or until right after the middle of the month.
Oh, all right. We're kicking back this summer, huh?
Yeah, I've had a lot of
trouble
going on.
A little bit before the show, I got a call from one of the travel deals. You know, they want to send you on a little deal to, timeshare or whatever. 4-day stay, and they give you all the spiel, you know.
I love timeshare presentations. My problem is I buy them, and I can't afford them.
Oh, yeah.
But I love the presentations, and I love timeshares. But how was your 4th of July?
It was really interesting. Went down, had a couple meetings in L.A., and had our show. The show's always interesting over at Pepper's Actors Reporter for the Easy Show.
Uh-huh.
And then we went and stopped at a friend's house on the way back. And I know fireworks, they're not legal in L.A., right? Reese?
Not even the safe and sane one, no. They are not legal.
Not even the safe and sane. And yet we were going down the freeway, and it looked like a war zone. On both sides of the freeway, there was nothing but fireworks. I mean, big fireworks, too, you know, popping all over the place.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
From side streets and everything. I mean, it was really crazy.
It was fun, but
I hope, you know, we saw some of the streets full of kids, and they're lighting these fireworks, and they're not little poppers. I mean, they were big ones, and they're running out there, and bang. It was pretty cool.
Right. Well, for the first time in years, I actually was in some place where it was legal to have fireworks, but we had all very safe and sane, the kind that we had when we were kids, with just the fountains and the poppers and things that were very safe. But yeah, it was like a war zone in Los Angeles. What can we say?
The snakes and all that. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, the easy
stuff.
But
you know,
it sure
comes
up fast. It does. Well, that brings us up to our hot topics. Well, maybe it doesn't.
Hot topics, huh?
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
Well, yeah, I was going to talk about hot topics as our 4th of July as our hot topics, but we've kind of covered that, the war zone of L.A. on the 4th of July. But I also wanted to just mention the other thing that I noticed over the 4th of July is more and more people are smoking these vapor cigarettes. And I was several places, because you can smoke them indoors, outdoors, everywhere pretty much. They're starting to pass laws that you can't. But people are smoking them everywhere. And the thing that bothers me about it is they really haven't proven that they're safe. Nobody's been smoking them long enough to prove that they're safe yet. So it's a little concerning to me. And then a couple of people were telling me about how they were cherry-flavored and all these different flavors, and so they really are appealing to kids. And even though people say, oh, they wean us off of cigarettes, it seems to me that they get hooked on these vapor cigarettes. So I don't know.
You know,
I don't know if they're good,
I don't know
bad,
about
or
that,
what.
You know, is that a good thing or bad? And I look at, we're getting callers. I'll leave it up to you, Aretha, and take these callers out. But, you know, I wanted to talk to you about that. People are saying, well, I'm going to switch over to these vapors, and I don't know. I mean, it's a new form, I guess.
Well, I was going to say, if we have a caller, hopefully it's not our guest yet. but if we have a caller, we'll be taking
this is the engineer for the show. We have two callers, 5333 and 2331.
Okay.
Hi, this is Alatino Brown, Cyberspace Media 2331.
Hi, Alatino, how are
thanks
you?
Thanks for calling in on the show.
Hello, Rita, how are you?
We're great. You're calling in on our hot topics. You got a hot topic for us?
Well, I got one for you, and I'm also going to comment on yours since that's what you were asking for. I think vapor, cigarettes in general, tobacco, all of it's bad, but if you do it in moderation, you might survive. That's really what I have to say about that. I've tried them all, but I prefer my cigar on occasions after a good meal, and not the whole cigar, just parts of it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, that was on your tip. You're welcome. Okay. Well, George Burns smoked his cigars until he was 100, so, you know, I look at him as an idol as far as that goes. But to the hot topic I have, which is what we're all concerned about, and it's growing in momentum by mammoth proportions, and we need to educate the parents more on what to look for, and that's cyberbullying.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we're going to Eric, with the Easy Show, he covers and works a lot with that, and I know you do, and we really appreciate that because there's so much of that going on out there, and it hurts people. You know, young kids don't know. You know, Reed, they have these parties. They're young kids, and they don't realize that they do these little tweets and send these little pictures on their cell phone. They don't realize that that's kind of permanent, right, because you're the tech girl.
No, I know. I'm going to talk about that actually today a little bit on Tech Time, the stuff that's on the Internet.
Well, thanks for calling in, Valentino.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much for having me. James, Rita, have a very beautiful and blessed day. And thank you. If you want to talk more, I'll stay on the line for the show.
Well, maybe we'll have you as a guest sometime and we can talk about that.
Well, fantastic, because I am a baby boomer. I got four kids and four grandchildren. I guess that qualifies me, right?
That qualifies you. We'll have to talk, Alatino.
All right, great.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem. I'll be here if you need me for a while.
Okay.
All right.
And actually, we kind of used up our time, so let's go on to our first commercial here.
Commercial time. There you go. Okay.
Before I tell you what vanity is, let me tell you what it isn't. Vanity isn't about narcissism. Vanity is about self-esteem, and who couldn't use some of that? The foundation of vanity lies in all-natural, skin-nourishing, brain-boosting agents, all conveniently packaged in a fruity beverage supplement. Vanity is different. Science confirms what we consume affects our skin, our overall appearance, and our liveliness. Vanity is a choice for better living, confidence in what you're drinking, and letting the best of you shine through. And who says you can't have it all?
Vanity, a unique, all-natural beauty supplement drink that helps revive you from the inside out.
To find out more about Vanity Drink, you just need to go to Vanity, V-A-N-I-T-Y, drink.com, and it'll be available for purchase, and you can use the Easy Way discount, which is 7022, that's the code, and it's also available on the Eric Zulli app. So check out Vanity Drink. Now, are you ready for our guest? Jim, I got to tell you, this guy is just fantastic. First of all, his last name is Wealthy. So can you beat that? I mean, just walk around calling yourself Wealthy all day long.
He's right off the bat, he's got the right attitude, huh?
Absolutely. He is a celebrity stylist. He does brows and lashes and hair grooming for beauty and barber. He's a tonsorial specialist. I want to ask him about that. And he's just an all-around wonderful guy. He's a motivational speaker. And his name is James Wealthy. James, are you with us?
Good morning. I am here. How are you all? Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, thanks for coming on. James, this is Jim.
Hi, James. James, I like
hey,
that name.
Jim. Well, listen, I heard that you have the best name in the world, considering the fact that it's just like mine, so.
Well, you know, Jim, they keep picking that name. You know, who's the cool secret agent guy? Well, they picked James Bond, right, James? And who's the captain of the Enterprise? What, they picked it again.
Come on, tell you. It's a long list. We could go down the
Something
list.
About that name that's cool. I don't know what I could say. You know.
I know. Awesome.
Well, James,
you,
I know that you are super cool because you are a celebrity stylist.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell us a little bit about what you do. I'm not even going to try to explain it.
Oh, God. Well, to summarize, in about 20 years of services to our community and as far as clients, and I teach and train today professionals around the world. I teach particularly eyebrow threading, tear-free eyelash application, anything dealing with lashes, as well as I've had the opportunity to do barbering, television, work with P. Diddy on Making the Band. I've done as recently with Kim Kimble. I was on the L.A. Hair with her. So I've had some awesome opportunities in the beauty industry. And to just kind of answer that question about a tonsorial specialist is one who specializes in the art of razoring. That's where the word tonsorial comes from. It comes from a razor, from barbering. So just to kind of give you a Yeah.
In Los Angeles, we have a barbershop called the Crimson Tonsorial.
See,
and
that's
I
where
always
it comes
wondered
from.
What that meant. So
that
now
means
I know.
Razor. It derives from the word razor. That's where razor comes from.
Oh, interesting.
Awesome.
It's a Latin word.
Wonderful. Yeah. Now, you do eyebrow threading.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I happen to be one who gets my eyebrows threaded instead of waxing. I personally think it's better. What's your opinion on that?
I definitely believe that it's a better alternative, considering the fact of the options that are on the market. Of course, people get waxing done, tweezing, razoring, and threading is the most natural form of hair removal. It removes the hair from the root without removing the upper skin layer. Waxing removes the upper skin layer, but threading does not remove the upper skin layer. And if you're any clients that don't happen to be on Accutane or Retin-A, your dermatologist will recommend that you get threading done as an alternative.
I ran into someone this weekend that has no idea what threading is, so could you kind of...
Oh, my God. I don't know if she's ever been under a rock, but it is one of the most fastest-growing, most popular forms of natural hair removal, and all you need is a spool of thread. It's so amazing. It's an ancient art. It's been around for several hundred years. It's mostly practiced in the Middle East, from India, Ethiopia, as well as Egypt, but it originated out of Asia. So it's been around for several hundred years.
Awesome. Now, our show is called Baby Boomers Live. I was wondering if you have any tips for those of us who are more mature.
Well, mature, we talked about that. I definitely have a few tips. Try to stick with things that are natural, considering your body is as natural in itself. And that's why I personally recommend threading as an option. Sometimes I think that other forms of hair removal could be a little bit more harmful, I think, with our skin and how it changes, and with our time and with our ages. Of course, there's a few tips that I love to bring to the forefront for lashes as alternatives for those who desire to step out into the deep and get lashes put on. You have the option of doing strip lashes, individual lashes, or eyelash extensions. So definitely it's a something to help beautify our more mature audience, so to speak.
Uh-huh. So which would you recommend?
I would recommend, again, my personal preference is always a more natural form item. I'm not saying that the other ones cannot be used. They all can be used. But I'm a natural person, so I like things in the vein of natural items. And of course, we have another major issue that's lurking right now for our mature clients, which is hair loss in the eyebrow and the eyelash area. And particularly in the eyebrow area is one, and many people ask the question of what can I do. Stimulation of the eyebrow area is always a great option, where you could basically do massages in the eyebrow area to stimulate the hair and having products. I personally have heard of a few other products, which is Latisse. It's on the market, and it has been around for a while to be proven. The only issue that you may have with that is when you stop using it, the hair growth does not continue to grow. So that is another alternative for people. That's for eyelashes to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also heard that Latisse work well on your eyebrows. Now, again, you'd have to do a little bit more research on that, but I have had several individuals that approach me in the area using Latisse on their eyebrow area to stimulate the hair growth on their eyebrows.
I see. So, Jeff,
yeah.
From a men's point of view, do you have any questions?
I'm lost on this. All I know is, now, do you work with health at all? I mean, regarding it's the looks and so on of people and the hair and the eyes, as far as people's health go, because I saw a couple little tidbits here. 65% of the people want to exercise, and 30% of them, I think we're relating to baby boomers, they said they could care not, or that they don't really care about the exercise. They just want to enjoy life. And the most popular plastic surgeries were the stomach, nose, and chin. In your field, do you relate to people that may have had some kind of plastic surgery and it didn't come out right, and then you have to come in later and try to doctor things up in a way, with the cosmetics?
No. We specialize in hair removal. And just to update you and let you know that the hair removal on the chin area can be removed with a thread as well. So, again, it's a lot of our mature female clients that happens to start growing hair in the most weirdest places, and some of them can relate to what I'm saying. So when hair begins to grow out in the chin area, which is particularly not normal for females, they want some type of solution to help remove the hair, but they don't want something that's harmful like a razor, because then you get a 5 o'clock shadow like a gentleman, and we don't want that. So
I have an interesting one. I can grow a beard on the right side of my face, and on the left I never have to shave again. That's pretty cool.
Oh,
huh?
Wow. Oh, wow.
I did a little bit of it. So
it cuts you half
if you want
some time in the morning, huh?
Yeah, exactly. If you want to do some hair removal, follow me down when I do some radiation, and it's pretty cool. It works.
Oh, wow.
Now,
anyway,
as far as the threading is concerned, though, that's not permanent removal, though, right? How often do you have to have it threaded?
Usually every 2 to 3 weeks is generally your cycle and getting your removal redone again. Oftentimes, this service is practiced usually by someone in the mall sometimes. You have a lot of major places called Zebas out in L.A., they have a large audience that they thread in Los Angeles area, Zebas threading salons. So they're out in Los Angeles.
So, James, how can people keep up with what you're doing? Because you are also a motivational speaker and you teach these techniques. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, the best way is to
follow.
Go ahead.
James, we met John Marshall Jones through you, didn't we? Was it?
Exactly. Yeah, I've been out to L.A. several times, and I'm quite familiar with Easy Way. So Easy, I said hello.
Oh yeah, over at Peppers. It was interesting. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And you're you're familiar with the apps too. That's cool.
Oh, definitely. Amazing. I heard the app is doing well in the store and all that awesome things. I love it. So the best way to get in contact with me is jameswealthy.com, just like it is, W-E-A-L-T-H-Y. James Wealthy, of course, I'm always on Instagram, my Facebook, James Wealthy Systems. You just Google me, you'll definitely find pages of me to follow up. But JamesWealthy.com is probably the easiest way to find out what I'm doing, what city, what country I'm going to be in. Of course, I have to do Trinidad and South Africa before the year's out, and Europe next year. So we are moving quite quickly. And the teaching and the desire for people to learn this around the world is growing so rapid. That's the most wonderful thing about it. And I'm excited to be on the forefront of that and also have the opportunity to have the pleasure of serving people to teach them on how to do this.
My memory slips me, but Eric introduced you to John Marshall Jones, James, and didn't I meet you out at the big studio out Castaic, that huge studio out there?
Exactly, you did.
Yeah.
You did.
That place is like paramount. I mean, it's...
Oh, it's huge.
That place is huge. 80 acres to go ride your horse and film movies.
Oh, wow.
That should be one of your next little deals. You should put a little...
Thanks for joining us, James. And I'm going to have to catch up with you somewhere and let you do my threading, because I love threading.
Well, I'm back in August again, so we'll keep in contact. But again, thank you for having me on your show. It was an honor to be connected with you and to be able to see you, and for you to have given me the platform to be able to come share with your audience. It's just
thanks again.
Appreciate it.
And we'll keep in touch.
Thank you.
All right. All right.
God bless. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Aretha Gray. I used to have a whole host of skincare products taking up space on my bathroom counter. Now I just use Nerium AD. It has everything I need in one simple treatment. It's reduced the appearance of fine lines, discoloration, and uneven skin texture. So, for information about this fountain of youth in a bottle, go to www.rethagray.nerium.com. That's RETHAGREY.NERIUM.com. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Jim.
Well, we're retired, many of us are, and we planned on having much more than we wound up with. If you remember one of the previous shows, they said that the average baby boomer made $44,000 a year, and they should retire with 11 times that amount saved. And on the average, they don't have that. They have about $25,000. The question is, when is the best time to start receiving your benefits? When should you retire? And so many people are asking that question, should I take my retirement now? Well, if you retire at age 62, an example is, say you were going to get $1,000 for full retirement. At age 66, if you retired, you would get, say, $750 to $800 at 63, and only $866 at age 64. So you see there's not that much difference. By 66, you get your full $1,000. But if you waited after your set $1,000 came in, you would get $80 more at the age of 67. So you wonder, is it worth it? You want to wait. If you wait, the problem is you're losing all those years of Social Security that you could have been making $1,000 or $1,500 a month. That money is not coming in for 5 years. But at the end of the 5 years, you're happy because, now you're getting, say, $1,400. So you have to do your research and see if it's worth the difference. When thinking about retirement, make sure you plan for the long term. Many of us are going to live much longer. The average retiree, generally women tend to live longer than men. About one out of every four 65 years old today will live past 90, and one out of every 10 will live past age 95. And what are we doing with it? Well, they made a list of 10 of the expenses. One, travel.
That's, you know what, Jim? I was going to say, before
I know,
you do
I know
your
Rita,
10 list.
Time to go. I cut it short.
Well,
I'm going to let you jump in here with
10
your tech
of those
time.
For next, yeah, we'll save all those all 10 for next week before we get started.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
And because we're running a little late, I'm going to just do a quick tech time, and it is going to be about the stuff that people put on the Internet. It is amazing the things that people will say and do on the Internet. The bullying on the Internet has really got to stop, the cyberbullying, the sexting. These young kids do not realize that the stuff they put on the Internet is permanent. It will be there. Long beyond your teen years. And job people, you know, when you're job interviewing, people will go on your Facebook page. If you want to run for politics, they will go on your Facebook page. New friends, prospective husbands or wives, they're going to look at that stuff. And there may be things there that when you're 25 or 65 or 75 that you don't want people to see. So really, think about it before you put it on the web, before you tweet it, before you Facebook it. I've got a situation now where I'm going to have to confront someone about some stuff they have on the Internet that's really harmful to their character. But it's there. There's nothing that can be done about it now. So think before you tweet, before you Facebook, before you Instagram, before you do any of that stuff.
Or pictures, Reeve. Pictures too, right?
Exactly. That's Instagram. You know, think before you put that stuff on there.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the good things, which I'll just segue from my tech time. The good things that you can use for tech, like the Eric Zulli app. It's available at the Apple Store, at Google Play. It's available for any type of phone that you might have or tablet. And you just go to Eric Zulli on any of the app stores, and you can download the app. There's a fans wall there where you can promote your own projects, your own brands, and you can follow and meet people. And you can go on your phone and dial 949-836-9596, and all you have to do is text the word menu, and you'll receive a list of options, and you can get text updates on all the shows on Easy Way Broadcasting. And there's just all kinds of stuff that you can find out if you go
well,
to
you
the
know,
Easy Way fan page.
Easy Way fan page. And, you know, Reith, we had I've seen Eric in action, and you've seen him in action too. And he will just go from one spot to another and do his filming, and he has his camera people there too. But he will do some stuff on the side. He has a phone that enables him to do all that. And he's posting this stuff. And we went to a charity for the Philippine situation. And he was posting this stuff, and the guy was amazed. And he came out, and he said, this stuff is already posted online. So we went to the American Chinese CEO Society, which was really high-end people from China doing business. And met a lot of interesting people. There was ambassadors there, heads of corporations. And he would be just doing a lot of this with the app, and it's amazing how fast you could transfer and post that stuff.
It is amazing what you can do. And if you go to the Easy Way Broadcasting page or easywaybroadcasting.com, you can see all that stuff that's being posted. And this is a way that the Internet and technology is being used for good, not for evil. So you should check it out. It really is amazing, all the stuff that's being done on Easy Way Broadcasting. And then, of course, VanityDrink.com. That's a website where you can go. You can learn about Vanity Drink. And I got to tell you, it helps replenish you from the inside and out. It helps tighten your skin, makes you look younger. We can all use a little bit of that, what can I say? And you can find out all the ingredients for the Vanity Drink on www.vanitydrink.com. Well, Jim, it's time for us to take off. We've had a great day today. You had a good day today?
Boy, it was good. And, you know, it's just so amazing how the show's over, we hang up, and bam, there it is. We're picking up the phone again. Oh, man.
It's true. Well, everyone have a great week, and we'll see you next Monday at 10 a.m.
So long, everyone. Thanks.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday mornings. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same. Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.